Well, I read the Critical Thinking and Opinions article, and this is how I feel about it. I think that opinions can be educated or uneducated. This article only mentions educated opinions. Although the educated opinions can be considered better opinions in that there is evidence to back them up, they're not the only opinions influencing the population. Uneducated opinions are all over, and I think the article should have addressed them as well. And I think it should have also addressed how to filter out the uneducated opinions, or how to keep them from influencing your own opinions in a negative fashion. In regards to our own experiences, I think it's okay that we see what we want to see in certain situations. Sure, there are times when we need to be completely objective, but we would all be the same and share the same experiences if we did not use our individual subjectivity. Critical thinking is important in helping us form our opinions and evaluate our experiences. It's something that each and every one of us is going to use in our life pretty much every day, whether or not we know it. It's like when I'm deciding on what to have for lunch, or when I'm deciding what to wear to class in the morning, or when I'm actually using it for a physics problem. I weigh my options, pick the ideal solution, and complete the task. I do agree that physics is a fundamental science, and that it uses critical thinking in its simplest ways, but also gets very elaborate. Physics, however, is still very clear, defined, and there's always an answer to find somewhere. Our ability to work with given variables and use them to predict the outcomes is then what transitions physics from a fundamental science to more complicated sciences like psychology and chemistry and biology. So, that is how I feel about that article.